Let's hear now about a nuclear scare in New Mexico that came to light yesterday. At a press conference, government officials and private contractors announced that 13 people had been exposed to radioactivity at the nation's largest nuclear waste dump. Joining us to discuss what happened is NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel. And Jeff, we should start by saying this is not your traditional nuclear plant that a lot of us sort of have in our minds. This is a different kind of facility, right?
That's right. This is called the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, and it's located in southeastern New Mexico near Carlsbad. And what this basically is it's a network of tunnels and rooms that have been dug out deep underground in an ancient salt bed, from the time when New Mexico used to be an ocean.
Hmm.
Now, down there, they're storing a lot of junk that's basically left over from the Cold War. And so all this radioactive stuff that's been left over is being moved out to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant and stored deep underground. There's a lot down there. There's more than 80,000 cubic meters of waste. That's enough to fill several football fields.
Wow. So what happened there?
You know, nobody knows exactly what happened. That's one of the strange things about this. But what we do know is at 11:30 p.m. on Valentine's Day, something caused one of the radiation monitors deep underground to trigger. And the speculation I've been hearing is that a chunk of salt probably fell off the ceiling and struck a drum or drums and ruptured it. Now, another thing we know about the situation is that the safety systems appear to have worked pretty well. There's a massive filtration system that's designed to kick in and keep radioactivity from leaking out to the surface. So far as we can tell, it worked pretty well. Most of the radioactivity was contained underground.
You say most was contained underground, but one thing we do know is that some radioactivity did get out, right?
Yeah, that's right. Initially, the Department of Energy, which runs this facility, said there was no radioactive release. But a few days later, an independent monitor run by New Mexico State University picked up radioactive plutonium and americium.
So is the public at risk at all? Is there a way to tell yet?
Oh, I think it's very unlikely there's risk to the public. I spoke to Russell Hardy, who runs the New Mexico State Monitoring Program, and the numbers he shared with me are really very, very low, well below EPA limits, and they're falling as well. So I think it's really unlikely that the public is going to be at risk from this.
Well, Jeff, I gather, though, there are risks for these workers who were exposed.
That's right. At a press conference yesterday, officials said that 13 workers had detectable levels of radioactivity in their either urine or stool samples. And while they don't think that they need to do any medical interventions right now, they are following these workers quite closely to see how this radioactivity clears their system. And it turns out there may have been more workers exposed. What appears to have happened is the day after the accident, everyone went back to work because, remember, they didn't know at the time that radioactivity had made it out to the surface.
Oh, wow.
So then what happened was they picked up the radioactivity. They told everyone to shelter in place for a couple of hours and sent them all home. But now all those workers need to be checked for radioactive exposure.
Briefly, Jeff, I mean, this is the nation's big nuclear waste site. I mean, is this just something that happens once in a while, or are there some lessons here to be learned?
I think there are definitely lessons to be learned here. The site has operated for about 15 years without an accident, so it's had a good safety record up until now. But clearly something's gone wrong. Unfortunately, nobody can go underground just yet to find out what's happened. And until that happens, this is going to be a big setback because there's still a lot of radioactive junk all over the country that needs to come to this site.
And can't get there because of this accident now, I would imagine.
That's right. And then there's sort of this broader problem as well, which is that the nation has a lot of just nuclear waste from power plants and the weapons process, and this stuff needs to go somewhere. Scientists agree it should go underground. After this accident, there's going to be a reexamination of that policy, and I think it may further delay the long-term disposal of nuclear waste.
NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.